Patient's name is first name P O R F I R I O, last name R A M I R E Z. Date of birth is 2/27/1944. Date of service is 8/2/2022. History of present illness. This 78-year-old male presents to the clinic accompanied by his wife. The wife states that he went to the emergency room this past Friday, which is 4 days ago. Patient was stating that he had some right hip pain that radiated around to the front, but also did radiate down his leg. Patient does have a history of Parkinson's, and wife stated that his right leg started shaking more than usual, which was causing some problems with his ADLs. Patient did have a full workup in the emergency rooms, which did include labs and radiology studies, all of which came back pretty normal. CAT scan did show that he had a history of sinusitis. CAT scan did show that he did have acute sinusitis infection. UA was completely normal. Blood work was completely normal. Patient was prescribed antibiotic, carbidopa, levodopa, anti-inflammatory, Flonase, and medications for symptom relief. Medications have been helping patients, but he was told to follow up today in our office to make sure that he is having some improvement. Allergies to penicillin. Current medications were discussed with the patient as placed in the chart. Medical history of Parkinson's, BPH. Social history, denies drugs, ETOH, or smoke. Surgical history, patients had hernia 2 times, hernia surgery 2 times. ROSCHPI, vital signs. Blood pressure is 142/76, heart rate 80, respiration 16, temp 97.2, O2 sat is 97. Physical exam, general. He's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl. He does not have any tenderness to his sinuses currently. Bilateral tympanic membranes intact. No erythema to the posterior pharynx, neck negative, JVD normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even and labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4. He does have an ataxic gait due to his Parkinson's, which is pretty normal for him. Skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions, assessment and plan. Number 1, Parkinson's. Number 2, BPH. Number 3, follow-up visit from emergency room. Number 4, prescription refill. I did get a copy of patient's emergency room records and did review those, and I'll place those in his chart. Wife is having upcoming surgery, and she is his primary caregiver, so she is requesting for him to get a refill on the carbidopa, levodopa, as well as the tamsulosin, which I will do for her. Patient does state that he feels a lot better once starting that carbidopa, levodopa, and that his shaking has improved quite a bit. If patient has any worsening of symptoms, he is more than welcome to return to our clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. He and his wife do agree with this plan of care, and they were given an opportunity to ask questions. They have none at this time.